of living my prayer for truth. I call it my prayer, it is simple and clear. It wants me to give and receive love. I call in the light to make everything right and show me the way to just be love. And show me the way to just be love.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this Monday's Rewire Date. This is Maya Diamond.
And Erin Beata joining you here for our weekly call. So lovely to connect with you today.
Yeah, so excited to be here. And we're going to be covering this really important topic that is so, so common in the work that we do at Empower Love. And today's topic is sexual trauma and how it affects your love and relationship and dating life. And I just want to first just start out with just sharing that this is a very tender topic, very sensitive topic, and also very common in women. Actually, over 50% of women have experienced sexual violence in their lifetime. And so if you're listening and you have experienced sexual violence in your lifetime, then I just recommend, you know, if anything comes up, I just want to kind of do a trigger warning. I'm not necessarily feeling like this is going to be super triggering, but if it is, I just want to recommend, we are, you know, going to talk about trauma and all the different responses, but I just want to recommend if you feel any trigger at all, you can just bring your hand to your heart, hand to your belly, take 3 deep breaths into your body so that you can stay present and do whatever you need to take care of yourself, whatever that looks like, whether it means not listening, whether it means pausing and listening later. So yeah, looking forward to diving in. Let's begin.
Yeah, thank you so much for bringing this topic to us today. And in starting out, I would love to know, you know, how do you define sexual trauma?
So sexual trauma refers to any unwanted or non-consensual sexual experience that causes distress or harm to an individual. So this can include sexual assault, rape, harassment, or any form of sexual violation. And so for a lot of, you know, the women that I work with, it's childhood sexual trauma, which is called CSA, childhood sexual trauma. But in addition, right, you may have experienced sexual violence as an adult or in one of your relationships or not in a relationship. And all of these experiences have an impact, obviously.
Yeah. And can you speak to why and how this impacts your dating and relationship life?
Yeah, there's such a strong impact between what you've experienced and then how does it affect your romantic life? How does it affect all of your relationships? So first of all, I just want to talk about when one has experienced child sexual abuse, it really impacts your ability to feel safe in the world, as well as your ability to speak your truth, to have boundaries. When you've experienced trauma like that at such a young age, it's this violation of your boundaries, this violation of your body, this violation, this lack of consent. And so what happens is these different trauma responses get wired in. So maybe as a young child, you experienced sexual abuse ongoingly. And so maybe as a result of in that experience, you may freeze, you may disassociate, leave your body, you may feel fight or flight responses, or you may feel more of a fawn response, right? So if the fawn response is people pleasing, so you may have had to do one of these or probably multiple of these trauma responses in order to survive that situation. And so that response was very healthy in the moment because it was a really healthy strategy that your body used to survive that experience. But then because you know, that happened maybe even only one time or maybe multiple times, it gets wired into your nervous system as kind of a go-to when you're in that close, intimate space. And so as a result, you may find yourself people-pleasing with your partner or on a date, or you may find yourself disassociating when you're in intimacy and not really fully being present in a sexual experience. Or as a result, you may find yourself numbing and shutting down and not actually being able to talk because you're so shut down and numb when you're in intimacy and even in a conversation with a partner or in dating. So, you know, one trauma experience, one sexual assault or one childhood sexual abuse experience or multiple can really impact the way that we relate to other humans. In addition, what's, you know, so common is it can really affect your self-esteem. Because if someone has violated you, then you may feel like you're not, that you're bad or wrong, or there's something wrong with you. Because as a child, what happens is instead of blaming the other person, you blame yourself. And so that's very, very common that in these experiences, whether they're in childhood or an adult, because it feels so out of control, there's a tendency to blame oneself because that gives you more of a sense of control. And so I find the impacts of sexual violence are similar to the impacts of, you know, abuse as well, whether it's sexual or not. It's very similar in terms of this feeling of someone's invading your this experience of someone invading your personal space, inviting your boundaries. And then as a result, what does your body do to respond? And so it's really important as you're listening to think about like, yeah, what is the impact of on my nervous system? What has the impact been on my body? As well as what is the impact in my relationships? And I also want to say that there's a lot of small little moments where now as an adult, you may get triggered and you may feel that freeze response or you may feel that shutdown response. And maybe it's just something little that someone does, like compared to the big trauma that you might have experienced, but it sets off this whole cascade of responses. And so it's so, so important to get the support and the healing work so that you can, you know, really heal these experiences that have occurred. And so, yeah, so also, it can also affect when you're dating or in your relating, it can also affect the way that you are sexual. So your sexuality. So for example, maybe you are crossing your own boundaries and feeling like you're being actually more sexual than you actually feel like is in full integrity with yourself. Because as a child, you may have had to do something that you didn't want to do. And so your body just might go into that. Or maybe you're feeling not sexual because you don't want to be sexual with anyone because of what happened as a child or what happened as an adult. And so we can kind of go into that freeze or that shutdown. And so that's why it's so, so powerful to do the trauma healing work so that you can have more freedom in your voice around communicating your needs, your boundaries, your full sense of self, and really owning who you are, but also so that you can communicate all, so that you can be free in your sexuality to be fully expressed as a sexual human.
Yeah. And I'd love for you to talk a little bit about the healing work aspect. So, you know, what are some important avenues of healing work needed if someone has experienced sexual trauma?
Yeah. So if someone has experienced sexual trauma, I highly recommend working with a professional who is trauma aware and who also has a somatic background and who has trauma healing, who has a trauma healing, at least one trauma healing modality in their tool belt. Because over half of women have experienced sexual violence in their lifetime, and I've mostly worked with women for the last 16 and a half years, I have worked with so, so many women who have experienced sexual trauma, whether again, it's adult or childhood sexual trauma. And using trauma healing modalities, what we do is we help you heal the original trauma in your body so that you can, again, be more free to speak your true authentic self so that your nervous system doesn't get hijacked in that moment when it's time to actually speak your truth, when it's time to share your boundary, when it's time to share maybe a question to your date about that's going to help inform you to see if this person is safe for you or not, right? Because that's the thing, you know, that is so interesting is that when we have not, when there's been a violation, sometimes, many times, that inner protector, what I call the inner protector or the inner healthy masculine, is not online. And so instead, you may kind of succumb to the moment and not actually speak the question or speak the boundary that you need to speak. And so then that there's a whole cascade of consequences relating and in the relationship. So this piece around when we go back to the original trauma, or even the felt, we don't necessarily need to go into the details either. It could be just the felt sense of the trauma. So when we go back to that and we do that healing work with the mind and the body in this somatic way, which somatic means first person experience of the body. So when we do that trauma healing work and we're able to go and heal that young one, and it might be, you know, over, obviously it's not just one trauma healing, it might be multiple trauma healings, and you might need to do lots of years of work on this trauma. Maybe it needs to happen. Maybe it'll happen in a couple of months. We've had so many women where we do this trauma healing work because it just naturally comes up when we're coaching you, that whatever is coming up in your love life, it naturally kind of highlights what needs to be worked on in terms of your trauma history. And so when we work on that in the coaching, what happens is then there's such a level of freedom and acceptance and healing that then, again, it can attract a whole different archetype into your life of a much healthier person into your life, because that inner little girl, teenager, or that inner adult, maybe 10 years ago, experienced that sexual trauma. And then when she gets healed, this is one of the biggest things that I believe around sexual trauma, is that when she gets healed, she becomes so much more powerful in all areas of her life. Because I believe that the erotic and sexuality is so connected to our power. And so the more that you feel whole and healed and free in that area, the more powerful and confident you are. People can really feel that, and people really respect that kind of energy.
Yeah.
And I think for so many people, it's almost that knee-jerk reaction of when you get hurt or experience something, it's like you want to contract and you want to protect that part of you. And so, you know, and obviously I don't think it's like completely counterintuitive, because I think we all want to heal when something happens. But can you tell us a little bit about what you see being some of the benefits of actually really going in and working on this?
Yes, exactly. You're so right. It's like there are so many defenses that have to come up in the body in order to, it's like you might like feel like this, or, you know, and that's why there can be so many physical symptoms too of sexual trauma. So yes, so many benefits of working on it. Again, what I said around power, I would say wisdom also really, because you're no longer trapped by all of the ways that your nervous system wants to protect you, then there's, again, this level of freedomness, groundedness in yourself that you experience. And again, I would say, yeah, confidence, power, being able to speak up, being able to share what's true, not being as afraid in the world, being feeling more safe in your body, in the world, every day as you walk through the world, feeling this level of safety in your body that is much more profound than before. And so, you know, so many of the things that we do in the Rewire for Love program really increase this feeling of safety, relaxation, roundedness, and peace and happiness in your nervous system. You know, because when you've experienced sexual trauma, it really affects your nervous system on so many levels. And so that's why we see such profound shifts happening in the Rewire for Love program, is because we're not just coaching you on this, you're also doing homework assignments that are helping heal your nervous system in lots and lots of different ways. And also, I just want to also share how this unavailability pattern, so many women come into the program with this, you know, pattern of being with unavailable people, people who are not able to meet them, people who are not fully showing up, people who are not able to commit. And so when you've had, and so this connects with that sexual trauma, right? Because if you've had these experiences, you might actually have this fear of intimacy, fear of really opening your heart, fear of really being your full self, fear of having someone really show up for you. And so the unavailability, your unconscious might feel safer being with someone unavailable than being with someone available when we've had, you know, whether it's sexual trauma or any kind of trauma. And so when we heal this, you become more available. You become more available in your life for real emotional and physical intimacy. And I would say, you know, it takes a lot of courage to work on sexual trauma. And there might be the other thing that I forgot to mention that's so, so important about sexual trauma is that it's very common that it's hidden and that you have forgotten about it or minimized it. So it's super common for people to be like, oh, that just, you know, that little thing happened when I was young and it doesn't really matter. Like I was 5 and so it's not really that important, or I was a baby, or I was 2 and it wasn't that important. It's like, actually what I find is because we're so easily imprinted when we're so young that those, even if it was this one discrete event, that it can really impact your relating and your intimacy, your ability to feel safe in intimacy. And so, but also what can happen is we suppress those memories in order to, again, it's a defense strategy in order to survive. And so sometimes, you know, when you start doing healing work, these memories start to come up more. Sometimes in the program, more trauma, you know, more kind of awareness of the impact of the trauma happens. But that is, even though that sounds kind of challenging, it is challenging, but it's the gateway. It allows you to actually heal it, because if we completely forget about it, completely minimize it, completely push it down, we're not going to actually be able to heal it. And so when we create so much safety and more support through all these people kind of supporting you, then more stuff might come up. And so then we have the opportunity to heal it. And so that's really, really courageous and brave work to take on this healing work of your sexual trauma. It is so hard to look at because you don't want to look at something that is so painful. But when we do that work, we receive so much freedom, again, so much power and so much aliveness as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, you've touched on a few pieces of this, but I wonder if you can share a little bit more about how this gets addressed in the Rewire for Love program and just sort of the impact that you see.
Yeah. So again, we address it, during the live coaching calls with the live trauma healing that we do. And then also with the trauma healing that you do in the homework. And then also with all of the other exercises that we have you do, which really help heal your nervous system. In addition, how does working on it affect your love life, right? So what we see, again, is that so many, you know, you're attracting different types of people. And I would say exactly one of the biggest things is because you're more your heart is more open, your body is more relaxed. There's more of less of a defensiveness in your system. And so that allows a new type of love to come in that is a much higher quality of love. And that comes in and then it allows it to really settle in your body and really you're able to receive it in a new way. And so when we can receive all this kind of love in this new way, then, you know, what happens in terms of love is there's this giving and receiving that can happen that's so, so profound. And so when we have these blocks to love, whether it's sexual trauma, whether it's, you know, just, violence from abuse from growing up, whether it's emotional abuse, whether it's emotional neglect, when we have these blocks to receiving love, it's just much harder to actually allow the love in that's available to you. And so we see, you know, again, also with our coaching, we're helping you discern who's available and who's not. And so that also allows you to choose and move towards these really healthy, available, secure, more secure people. And then combined with this healing work, it allows you to actually receive these people into your life, into your love life. So we, you know, just so many, we have so many success stories of women who have been through, you know, some kind of deep, deep trauma in their childhood and are now, whether it's sexual abuse, whether it's, again, emotional, physical abuse, and are now in these healthy, loving, secure relationships and marriages.
Yeah. Do you have any, I mean, I'm just curious, like, are there any words of encouragement you might have for someone who, let's say someone who's listening and maybe that they know that they've had, you know, some form of abuse in the past, maybe they've minimized it, or maybe it's just like, oh, you know, like, I don't want to go back into that. Like, that happened. It was in the past. I want to look forward. Do you have any words of encouragement for someone who's like kind of on the fence about like, do I really want to open this up?
Yeah.
Just because I think that there's some fear that can come up. There's shame that can come up. So much of it can be tied to our worthiness of what we feel deserving of in relationship. So I'm just wondering if you have any words of encouragement for any listeners today.
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say your life is working in a particular way. And so there's a fear of opening up this Pandora's box or whatever. And what I would say is that this work of healing your sexual trauma deeply, deeply, deeply impacts your attachment style and your ability to be secure in your attachment. So if you are wanting more secure attachment, if you're wanting to show up more securely in your relationships, that this is a hidden and important key piece to becoming more secure in yourself. And so if that's something that's really important to you, whether, you know, maybe you don't even care whether you have a relationship or not, but you really want to become secure, that this, taking this on and, you know, opening in this way and doing this healing work in this way is really going to help you become more secure, but also positively impact all of your relationships. Because I guess what I want to say is there's so many little ways that this trauma experience impacts your daily life. There are so many little things, little relationship things that come up, whether it's you not speaking your truth, whether it's you shutting down when a conflict comes up, maybe you're going into flight and not being totally present, whether it's you going further than you want to go sexually, whether it's you not speaking about what you really want sexually because there's a fear of doing that because of what you experienced growing up. So there's all these little ways that, you know, literally every single week with my one-on-one clients and my group clients, something about sexual trauma comes up. And that's because it's so, so common, but it's also so relational. So what happens in relationship needs to be healed in relationship. And so in this deep coaching container, we're able to heal whatever parts of you are getting stuck in this trauma response. And that's the thing. That's why freedom is such a good word to explain what you receive when you do this healing work. Is instead of that stuckness, we have freedom instead. And again, I'm not saying this is easy work. I don't want to like minimize it and make this sound like this work is easy. It's not easy. But because I've been doing this work for so long, same with my coaches, we really create these deep healing spaces, this deep healing container, so that the safety that you feel as you're opening and doing this healing work allows for it to really be done in a way that your nervous system can really open and relax and integrate the work.
Yeah. And, you know, I find so much like when we're like in that push away energy of like, I don't want to look at this again. I don't want to be with it. There's energetically, there's something that gets pulled. And sometimes I feel like it actually, when you go into it, there's just like so much more space on the other side because you're not internally holding all these pieces together to protect yourself. And so it's like, I mean, healing from this stuff can be really challenging in certain ways, but simultaneously, it's also challenging to hold all of these other systems in place that we have to protect ourselves. And I think that it happens so unconsciously that we're not aware of it. You know, I just remember periods of time when I've done this work where I was just exhausted and I was like sleeping more than I ever slept before. And then all of a sudden, it's like you're actually to the other side of it. And it's like you have this whole new mental, energetic, whatever type of like energy it is, there's spaciousness there that you can now play with. And so it like really allows you to start maneuvering in different ways throughout your life, which I think is a really beautiful kind of hidden blessing of some of this.
Exactly. That piece around the power, the energy, the aliveness. Exactly. It's like a whole new you gets to emerge that is even more strong and even more powerful and even more alive, even more awake, even more conscious, even more wise. And so, yeah, you really deserve that. And that's why it's such a gift to really give yourself the healing work around this.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so, so much. This was, you know, it's such an important topic to cover, especially when we're talking about the Rewire for Love program and what can naturally come up, and know that you're in a safe place where these type of topics are actually brought to the surface and cared for with just the utmost care and respect and expertise of Maya and your other coach working with you on this. And I just want to invite any of you who are listening, who are interested in perhaps learning more about specifically how the program might work for you, you are welcome to apply for a complimentary Love Breakthrough session with our team. You will most likely be on with me during this call where we'll really get to dive into your love life, really dive into what you see, you know, perhaps some of the threads of this being in your life and the impact specifically that you see. And what we'll do is really support you in understanding where you are now, where it is that you'd like to be, and how we can actually support you in the program to really getting the type of results you're looking for. And by results, it's like, how do you want your relationships to feel? And so it's an amazing opportunity to get a lot of insight, a lot of value, a lot of clarity, and to also, you know, if it's a good fit, to come into the program so that you can really experience, you know, really just the blessing of what this work has to offer. So if any of you are interested in applying for that session, you can go to www.empowerlove.us/apply to go ahead and fill out a short little questionnaire application, and then you can go ahead and pick a call time with us.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. So yeah, if you're feeling the call, we would so love to have you in the program to do this deep healing work to help you become more secure and have a really healthy relationship, whether you're in one already or you're wanting to call one in. So thank you all so much for coming. It's been so, so wonderful to do this. Thank you, Erin.
Thank you so much. Have a great week, everyone. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Rewire Your Attachment Style. This is Maya Diamond to receive your 2 free gifts to help you on your journey to lasting love and to start rewiring your attachment style today. Go to empowerlove.us/love.